This is the CWR Network, hashtag 1 million strong.
And hello, this is Lionel Shipman with the Ship Shape Your Finances Show on the CWR Network. I'm your host, Lionel Shipman. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank God for another day and for this opportunity to host this show. Another day to make a difference and a positive impact in the lives of others. I am here to educate, motivate, and empower you in the areas of finance and money and give you some life lessons to help you live life to the fullest. So not only will we be educated and empowered from a financial standpoint, we will be educated and empowered in general from a life standpoint. Financial empowerment and life empowerment all in one show. I want to give a big shout out to my wife, my children, my biggest supporters. Tonight only, my show is on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as part of the official launch of the CWR Network. I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Donnell Edwards and all of the hosts of the CWR Network. Please visit the CWR Network website at www.cwrtalknetwork.com for details of the other hosts and their shows. My show will be every Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight, I will be speaking about holiday spending from a different perspective. Can you believe it? The holiday season is right around the corner, so you don't want to miss that segment. Please visit my website at www.shipmanconsulting.com. Please submit your questions and your comments regarding the show or any questions or comments regarding me personally by going to my website. Click on the Contact Us page and leave me a message. Please connect and follow with me on my website as well as on all social media platforms from Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And make sure to tell all of your friends and family members, coworkers, church members about the show. Help me spread the word. First, let's talk about what is in the news. The National Retail Federation announced that it expects holiday retail sales in November and December to increase roughly 4% for both months. Now, that's actually a little bit of an increase from the previous year. Now, even though we have faced a lot of activities this year with the new administration in Washington, as well as the expensive aftermath of the hurricanes, Hurricane Harvey and Irma, the Federation believes that retailers will have a strong holiday season due to a longer shopping season and stronger consumer confidence. You may not be aware that Christmas falls 32 days after Thanksgiving this year. That means one more day than last year. And this time, Christmas is going to be on a Monday instead of a Sunday, which gives us, as consumers, an extra weekend day to complete our shopping. Yippee! Some of you may be saying, an extra day of shopping. Well, that day is really designated for the people who fail to shop early for their gifts. Now, they will get the leftovers. Watch out, people. If you get a plain old necktie or a scarf for Christmas, it just might be a last-minute gift. I'm just saying. I just want to kind of point that out. Or that day may be just a day of getting some great last-minute deals. Who knows? I will never know. I am planning on relaxing at my home on that particular day. The Federation put forth a good forecast due to the steady momentum that's going on in the economy and the overall strength of the retail industry. Now, I find it rather odd that the Federation would put forth this forecast because of this next news report that I came across last week from the foxbusiness.com website. The caption was, Retail Apocalypse, 12 big retailers closing stores in 2017. Some of the most prominent retailers are shuttering their stores this year because of sagging sales in the troubled retail sector. Companies in particular, we all know Amazon, they have made it very hard for traditional retailers to attract customers to their stores, and unfortunately has forced many companies to change their sales strategies. Now, many companies have turned to sales promotion, and they have increased their digital efforts to lure shoppers while shutting down their brick-and-mortar locations. Some of you may remember Circuit City. You know, some years ago, it was in business. A few years ago, it closed its doors because of the change in industry. People just don't shop at physical stores like they used to. Now, you probably cannot tell this or see this when you're in the midst of the holiday shopping, but it's actually true. The numbers have decreased. Some shopping malls have actually closed in the past few years in some cities. So companies like Amazon, they are making it easier to shop from the comfort of your home or office using your computer or your tablet or your smartphone. However, some people will still go out shopping for enjoyment, spending time with their family and friends, but the actual purchases are being done electronically. I'm going to give you a rundown of some of those stores that are closing or may be facing closure or have closed already. Some of these you may or may not be aware of. Drum roll, please. Toys R Us. Yes, can you believe it? It is the latest retailer to experience some difficulties in the retail sector. The toy store filed for bankruptcy here recently because of a lot of debt and pressure from some of its suppliers. The company says it's going to close. The company says it's going to have about 1,600 locations to remain open and hopefully operate as usual throughout the holiday season. But you never can be too sure because of the filing of the bankruptcy. Here's another one. Abercrombie & Fitch. Probably didn't realize that, but they were facing some declining sales as well, and they were once a prominent fashion brand, but last March, they announced that 60 of its U.S. stores would be closing. American Apparel. This is a fashion brand known for its edgy offerings. The apparel is shutting roughly 110 U.S. locations, or they closed 110 locations earlier this year after filing for bankruptcy, and since that time, they were acquired by a Canadian company, but it's still unsure if they're going to be operating going forward. Here's one that I'm not that familiar with, but friends out in the L.A. area may know of the store BCBG. They filed for bankruptcy back in February, and they closed 118 store locations nationwide. How about BB? This is a woman's apparel chain. They closed all of its remaining 168 stores back in May because of plunging sales and not being able to really compete in the retail industry as is. The Children's Place. Now, this store got a lot of my money when my girls were younger. They said that they would possibly be closing 100 store locations by the year 2020 because of the shift toward digital commerce, meaning buying electronically. CVS, the brand name pharmacy retailer, said that it would close 70 locations throughout 2017. Guess, who would have guessed it? They announced to close about 60 of their U.S. stores during the year 2017. Gymboree, this clothing store, will be closing roughly 350 of their stores. H.H. Gregg, That's another store that got plenty of my money over the years. They closed their doors, with about 220 stores, and they laid off, unfortunately, thousands of employees because they failed to find a buyer after they filed bankruptcy. How about this one? JCPenney, well known for most of us. They're closing roughly 138 stores this year. The Limited, another chain that's closing about 250 of its stores back in January. Macy's, still can't believe Macy's closed some of its stores as well. They closed roughly about 68 of their locations. As a matter of fact, here in the Tampa Bay area where I live, we lost one or two of those stores. How about Payless? Well, we all know about Payless. Well, unfortunately, they filed for bankruptcy back in April, and they're looking to close 800 stores. Radio Shack, the list goes on and on, unfortunately, with a lot of these retail-type companies that they're actually closing shop because of the shift in the retail sector. Now, the retail industry has changed and is undergoing change even as we speak. Well, I have a great topic tonight, and I will be addressing the topic holiday spending. So please stay tuned. We will be right back after this break.
Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances Show with host Lionel Shipman on the CWR Network.
Hi, Mom. Is Claire's birthday party today? Me again, Mom. Where did I put my history book? Hi. Sorry, forgot one last thing. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. At school, I start looking out the window, and then I forget what I was supposed to be thinking about. I know it seems like I don't care, but I do. It's just difficult for me. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Join parents and experts at Understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive. Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face, and posting on their feed, they're super ugly. The things they say to them online are cruel and they're not true. So tell your friend, I'll stand up for you. Don't worry, I know what to do.
Know someone being bullied online? You can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues. designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
Lionel Shipman, Shape Your Finances Show, with your host, Lionel Shipman, on the CWR Network.
I know you are probably wondering why tonight's topic is holiday spending. Well, it's here. Another holiday season has started, believe it or not. The decoration seems to go up every year a day or two or a week or two earlier. My wife and I noticed the Christmas decoration in Sam's Club about a couple of weeks ago. The snowman, the reindeers, the Christmas trees, and every other holiday ornament imaginable. Now, the official kickoff is usually the week of Thanksgiving. However, I have already heard of Black Friday advertisement. Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, as usual, will be a huge spending day for many people. My wife and my girls surely enjoy that day. I don't mind because they don't get up early on that day. They don't like going out in the midst of the large crowds. So we usually hit the stores around 11 a.m. My job is to drive, pay for the items, and carry the bags. Oh, yippee, I look so forward to that time. But actually, I do enjoy spending time with my family during the holiday season. Now, most people will tolerate the traffic jams and the long store lines just to take advantage of the holiday sales prices of clothing and toys and gadgets, among other things. A lot of people simply enjoy the holiday season and the shopping, regardless of the increased number of people at the malls and on the highways. I absolutely love the holiday season. Other than my vacation time, the holidays are truly the best time of the year for me. Well, there is another best time of the year for me and my wife and parents across the U.S., it's called back to school. Now, of course, our kids would no doubt disagree with us. People look forward to the smell of pumpkin pies. I mean, for me, I prefer sweet potato pies and some of the other delicious treats. As for other people, unfortunately, the holidays would likely bring unhappiness, frustration, and depression. Even the sights and the sounds of Christmas and the smell of the holiday spices will not lift their spirits. I remember a time when the holiday season was actually the best time of the year for everybody, at least for most of the people that I grew up with. Everyone was happy and excited, even though the events of their lives during the year were very challenging. Today, it seems like the true meaning of the holiday season has changed significantly over the years. For years now, the exchange of gifts has been the top priority. It seems as if the gifts have become more important than anything else for the season. People seem to be more concerned about whether or not they will be receiving the hottest electronic gadget or the new designer clothes rather than the care and the concern of others. Some parents are worried and frantic that their little Johnny or little Lucy will not receive the gotta have it toy for Christmas. What happened to peace on earth and goodwill toward all men? Just imagine if there were no gifts to give. What if people decided not to give gifts this holiday season? Some people might say that I am totally insane for even suggesting or even considering doing such a thing. After all, it's tradition to give gifts during the holiday season. However, for many people, there will be no gifts this year. Some people will not receive any gifts, and some will not have money to even buy gifts. Some people do not have the personal income as they did years ago. The financial outlooks of many people have spiraled from a positive outlook to a negative outlook, which means that there is no discretionary money. I've often wondered why the gifts have often exceeded the true care and concern of the recipients. I'm not implying that people do not love the recipients of the gift. However, it seems as if the primary focus is the gift itself. Some people are more concerned with the value and the elegance of the gift or the acceptance of the gift as given the gifts because it was the holiday season. I gave gifts because I did not want to be singled out as a Scrooge or a Grinch. Why? Because, like many of you, I felt the pressure of giving gifts, regardless of whether I could afford it or not. I went out and I spent the money on the gifts anyway. Giving gifts became an obligation, regardless of my financial outlook. Well, a few years ago, during the holiday season, I changed. For that holiday season, I decided not to buy gifts for anyone. That's right. No one was going to receive a gift from me, not even my parents. I know you're probably saying, what in the world are you talking about? Well, to my surprise, as I was speaking with my mother one day, weeks before that particular Christmas, the subject of gifts came up during our conversation. And lo and behold, my mother suggested, and we decided, that gifts would not be exchanged among our family members during the holiday season. She wanted all of the family members to just enjoy being with one another as opposed to buying gifts. So from that day forward, my wife and I's view of gift giving changed. Now, we didn't stop giving gifts during the holiday season. However, our approach to giving changed. We started giving without any pressure or obligation from society or people. There were times when we would give gifts, and there were times when just our physical presence was the gift. Utilizing this approach added no pressure from either party because both parties understood the significance of the holiday season. With the pressures of the holiday season and the financial strain that is placed upon many people, I challenge you to consider changing your approach during the holiday spending season. Consider giving your time and your talents and treasures without the pressures of others. Instead of spending money on things that you really cannot afford, consider a handwritten note of love and appreciation. If you do decide to buy gifts, consider spending the bulk of your money on items that can benefit the real needs of people that are less fortunate than you. Here are some other considerations. Consider buying a holiday meal for a family who has been negatively affected by the economy or who simply cannot afford it. Consider buying gifts for kids living in state-sponsored group homes or foster care homes. Now, my family and I, we're big givers of the Joshua House here in the Bay Area. Consider visiting your local hospital for gifts for children and adults that are unable to be with their loved ones during the holidays or who just don't even have loved ones or friends around. And lastly, consider spending time at a local soup kitchen, serving the community by handing out meals to the homeless. If you truly cannot afford to buy things this holiday shopping season, then don't do it. Look for other ways of showing love and spreading holiday cheer. Let me say that again. Look for other ways of showing love and spreading holiday cheer. Remember, holiday spending is not always monetary. Well, that's a wrap to the Lionel Shipman Ship Shape Your Finances show. You can catch my show every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the CWR Network. Visit the website at www.cwrtalknetwork.com or visit my website at shipmanconsulting.com for some details. Remember these words regarding your money and your life. Give cheerfully, spend carefully, and invest wisely. Now, don't go anywhere. Get ready to hear the Success Coaching with Felicia signing off show with Miss Felicia Johnson coming up next here on the CWR Network. Until next time, take care.
This is the CWR Network, #1 million strong.